You're listening to the Exhibit Report Podcast, episode number 8. The Exhibit Report Podcast is your source for insights, tips, and ideas on how to increase revenue by marketing your business in live events. You know, events like home and garden shows, boat shows, RV shows, outdoor events, and much more. I'm your host, Gary Neidert. Welcome to today's episode, Effective Lead Generation. Here's what we'll cover today. Why are attendees at a show? Who are they? What to do while working the show? What not to do while working the show? And here's what you've been waiting for, generate leads. That's what this whole thing's going to be about. But there has to be some groundwork laid before we get to that real important part of generating leads. Well, who is Gary Neidert? Since 1992, I've worked with home improvement companies, helping them to market their business in live events, specifically the Dallas Home and Garden Show, the Fort Worth Home and Garden Show, the Texas Home and Garden Show Houston, Texas Home and Garden Show Las Colinas, and many more along the way. I'm a husband, been married for over 22 years. I'm a father. I've got one daughter who is a social media rock star. She works for a major nonprofit organization based in Dallas. And today, I gave her this job description. She makes people cry. She told me this afternoon that one of the things that she ends her speeches with is a story about someone who engaged with their group on Facebook, and there's a whole long story to it that I won't tell, but it really turns into a real emotional deal of how the organization she works for was able to reach out and encourage this person that really had gotten, they were pretty hopeless. They encouraged this guy, and it sounded like, you know, some things turned around for him, and it was a major, major point. And she said, every time she tells that story, somebody cries. So when I first saw her this afternoon, and I said, well, how was your day? Oh, it was a good day. I'm making people cry. And then she told me this story. So I've determined that that's going to be her job description, is she makes people cry. But there has to be an asterisk on that. And at the asterisk explanation at the bottom would be that story. So that's the quick story about my social media rock star daughter. I'm a grandfather. I have a grandson who's about 4.5 years old. My granddaughter will be 2 years old in December and keeps my wife and I very busy. I'm a podcaster. Some of my hobbies are read about marketing. I like to develop YouTube videos. Of course, I like to do the podcasting thing. Have a Honda Trail 90 that in the process of fixing up. I've not been able to get to it, to do much work to it in a long time, especially here recently. We've been doing some things to the house, but it was a motorcycle that sat in my dad's garage for 25 plus years, and the gas was in the gas tank turned to goop. Whatever. And so I want to get that running up and going again. When I was in college, I enjoyed getting junk mail or direct mail, and I still enjoy getting stuff in the mail. It's funny. I really enjoy that stuff. Since then, I've been a student of direct response marketing. I really enjoy that. I've applied marketing principles to selling exhibit space, as well as working with my clients as they exhibit in the home and garden shows. Why do I do this podcast? I want to be able to inspire, inform, teach, and entertain. I want to encourage you to be able to go outside of your comfort zone, because we're going on this outside of the comfort zone together. There's been some things that I've committed to that I'll tell you about later, that it's going to take me outside of my comfort zone, and that's okay. That's where the profit is. That's where the growth is, when we get outside of our comfort zone. So we're going to go on this journey together, and be in the uncomfort zone. Is that a word? Uncomfort zone? Anyway, so let's get on with this. Effective lead generation at live events. First of all, why are attendees at a show? Well, they're looking for a specific product or service or company at a show, at an event, whatever type of event that might be. RV show, boat show, home and garden show, they're looking for something specific there. They're looking for ideas. They can just be coming to look for ideas. Then there's the casual looker. They're a good candidate for an impulse purchase. And then there's the tire kicker. So looking for a specific product or service or company. These are the people who have seen the advertisements and they've already been talking about they need to do something with a project at their home. For instance, my wife and I, we just had some painting done in our house. We had to have the fireplace mantle redone. We had to have it updated and the room painted. So we had our living room, the kitchen, the hallway, the front bath, and the one of the bedrooms painted. And that was quite an ordeal. We already had the connection. I had the painter. But if I were someone that did not have the connections, I'd go to a home and garden show. And I'd be looking for someone who does painting, whether inside or outside of the home. It's a great place to find someone like that. Or if someone's looking to for a kitchen remodel or for landscaping, or if it's someone looking for a boat, you know, they go to a show looking for a boat, they're ready to purchase. They've already talked about it. They're ready to buy. They go to a show looking to find something to buy. There'll be some of those people come to the show. Some that are looking for good ideas, they know they want to do something to their home, or they know that they want to see about buying a boat or an RV, but they're not quite sure what's available. They're not in that they're going to buy immediate process. They're in that investigative stage. So you'll see those kinds of people at an event, at a show. The casual looker. You know, they just want to come out, take a look at the show, and, well, you know, I've got an afternoon that I want to do this and come out and see. I've seen the advertisement. It looks kind of interesting, and, they got some people speaking on some stuff, and let's go to that show and just see what's there. Those are people that are good candidates for an impulse purchase. An impulse purchase could be a big ticket item. I've watched people that come into a show and on impulse, they buy a hot tub worth $8,000. Or they go in and they buy or they sign up for some kind of a service for their home. That's a big ticket item. Plus, there are items in our home and garden shows that people can spend $20 on. Those are good impulse purchase items. But those people will be a customer at one time of somebody that's in a show because they're open to an impulse buy. Then there's the tire kicker. Some exhibitors, not many, will tell me after a show is over with, well, there was a lot of tire kickers in the show. And I always find that statement very interesting. Because at the same show, the exhibitor that said there were tire kickers there, I've got other exhibitors, other clients that walked away with a pocket full of leads. A lot of it has to do with attitude. But let's go back to the tire kicker thing. At some point, every tire kicker buys a car. The question is, are you going to be the one to, quote, sell him the car? Will you be the one to sell the tire kicker their next remodeling project or their next hot tub or their next landscaping project? Are you going to be the one to sell them? Even because someone else might call them a tire kicker. Everybody's at a different stage in the buying process. And what might be mistaken for a tire kicker now will be a buyer in the future. They could take your literature when they're walking through the show. And a year from now, they've gone from a tire kicker whenever they call you up and say, oh, I got your literature at the show. And they're not going to tell you, yeah, I was the tire kicker. I got your literature at the show, and I want to do something now. I'm interested in doing a project. Well, when they were at the show a year ago, you thought they were a tire kicker. But now they're ready to do something. Make sure that you have some literature that worth hanging on to. They will hang on to it, and they will call off of it 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years on down the road. Who are they? First of all, they are invited guests to our shows. When they come in, we want to welcome them, not just us as the management of the Texas Home and Garden Show series, but everyone that is exhibiting in the show needs to treat them like the attendees are royalty. When someone's working a booth, they need to be able to treat the attendees walking down the aisle like they're so glad to see them. I mean, you know, you don't get goofy and gushy over it, but you're genuinely interested in these people, genuinely glad that they're at the show, even if they're not interested in what you sell. Just remember, attendees were invited by the show organizer for your benefit. For your benefit. It doesn't matter if it's a home and garden show, boat show, RV show, bridal show, whatever it might be. Attendees were invited to that event for your benefit. Take advantage of that. Be open to them. Be really open and nice and just invite them in. You know, as they're walking down the aisle, greet them. Welcome to the show. Now, pay real close attention to this because this is a good opening line. The attendees are walking down the aisle. Everybody you can, you say something to them like this. Hi, folks. Welcome to the show. By the way, what is it that brought you out to the show? What were you looking for? And then let them answer. And if they don't respond with anything and they don't talk to you, that's okay. Let them walk, go on by. At least you greeted them in a friendly manner, not trying to tackle them in the aisle, but in a friendly manner. Just make them feel welcome in the show. So first of all, they're an invited guest. In the case of our home and garden shows, these people that attend the show, the vast majority are homeowners with discretionary income that they're ready to spend on improving their home if given the right opportunity. They come there looking for that. So the vast majority are homeowners. Let's take a look at an RV show. The people attending an RV show are interested in the RV lifestyle. They come to an event, to the RV show, either looking to buy an RV immediately, or they're getting ideas for the future. But that is what the producer of the RV show is attracting, are people that would be interested in RVing. Same thing with the boat show. The producer of the boat show, they're out there advertising to boat owners and future boat owners, come to the show, take a look at our boats, the new boats. The dealers have all kinds of cool stuff here that you'll want to go home with and take a boat with you and spend lots and lots and lots of money. But that's the whole thing. They're inviting the people to come to that event, to the boat show, to the RV show, to the bridal show. The bridal show producer invites future brides to the show to come and take a look at all the different products and services available for weddings. That's the whole purpose of it. So that's who they are. First of all, they're invited guests. And second of all, they come looking for the products and services that the show is centered around. Here's some what to do's in the shows. Before I get into the what to do in the show, in episode number 7, we talked about it's not rocket science. It's really not. You know, there's some basic things of being able to work a show, to work the attendees, to present yourself to the attendees, and it's really pretty easy, but it's not simple, and it does take some effort. The what to do is a good example. These are just some basic things, but we all need to be reminded of these things all the time, at every show. Always, 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 whether it's you or your staff, always smile. Smile when you're greeting those attendees when they're walking down the aisle. People love a smile. They'll smile back generally. Some people won't. They frown no matter what. But smile. Everybody loves a smile. Be polite. Be friendly. Be willing to offer assistance. Even if it doesn't benefit you, it doesn't take much time to be nice. And it just presents an overall better mood for the show and the attendees coming into the show. As best as possible, greet everyone that walks by your booth. And I gave you a great opening a while ago. Hi, welcome to the show. I'm just curious, what brought y'all out to the show? Oh, you're coming out here looking for to have your kitchen remodeled. Well, I'm sorry we don't do that, but I know there's some kitchen remodelers in here. Oh, you came out here looking for landscaping. Well, that's what we do. We can do landscaping. We build arbors. We build patio covers. We do fire pits. We do the outdoor thing. And then you just welcome them into your booth. It's not rocket science. It's really not. Greet everyone that walks past your booth and train your staff to do the same. And here's an example. Tom Thumb, when you walk into a Tom Thumb, or at least that's the experience that I've had for the most part, most everybody in Tom Thumb will say hello. They're trained to do that. Whether it's the person doing the buggies going in and out, or if it's the store manager or somebody doing the stocking. The best grocery store I've ever seen do this was Brookshire's. We had a Brookshire's in our town for a very, very long time. They eventually closed the store. But everybody that worked in Brookshire's greeted you and said hello and walked on by. And the younger people that worked there, you know, they were, you know, 16 years old, were kind of shy. It was really difficult for them to do that. Just because they were shy, they were introverted or whatever, it made them go outside their comfort zone. But they did it. That was what was required of them. And that was a very nice touch. So that comes back again to making the attendee feel like they're wanted in the show. You know, that we want them there. They're invited guests. As you're working the booth and you're talking to people as they're walking down the aisle, you're greeting them, ask open-ended questions. Like I said, what was it that brought you to the show? Well, when was the last time you blank? When was the last time you put a new roof on your house? When was the last time you updated your kitchen or your bathroom? Or when was the last time that you had new floors put in your house? When was the last time you put carpet in your house? Things like that. Ask an open-ended question. Now, we get on to the what not to do. Many, many years ago, I had a friend of mine that he told me he wound up in many situations where he learned what not to do as well as what to do. And I've even, in situations that my daughter has been in, my wife and I have told her about sometimes you're going to be in a situation where you learn what not to do as much as what to do. Well, here's what not to do in a show when you work in a show. Do not have someone grumpy or grouchy working the booth. You don't want somebody that frowns. If you've ever seen Jeff Dunham, the ventriloquist, his dummy Walter has a molded in frown and a scowl on his face. You don't want somebody like Walter to be working your booth and running people off. You don't want somebody grumpy, grouchy working your booth. Do not let employees huddle in the booth and ignore attendees. A show is not an opportunity for employees to sit there and visit. It's not an opportunity for them to work and to play on their smartphones. It's not an opportunity to play games on the smartphone in the booth. They're there to interact with attendees as attendees are walking past the booth, and for the sole purpose of getting you business, getting you leads, or getting you getting appointments set for you to be able to run and sell the project after the show's over with. Trained people do not sit in the booth. Tell them, do not sit in the booth. I've got in a previous episode, where I did an interview with Lori Renfro. She provides staffing for different companies that exhibit in our shows. And she's told me that she'll tell her people, she'll fire them if she comes up on the booth and they're sitting down. It's that important to her for her people to be on and engaging with the attendee as they're walking down the aisle. Don't eat in the booth. Tell your people, do not eat in that booth. Do not have a soft drink in hand when greeting attendees. And if they have to have something to drink in the booth, set it off to the side and where they can go back and get a sip later on when they're not busy. But make sure that they're free to have their hand out to shake someone's hand. Do not drink alcohol while working the booth. Don't let your employees drink alcohol while working in the booth. It's not a moral issue. Even if you've got people that's coming down the aisle holding a beer, drinking a beer, I mean, there's beer sold at our shows. But it's best if people working the booth do not drink alcohol. After the show's over with or after their shift is over with, hey, that's fine. You know, if they want to stay at the show and they're not working anymore, hey, go for it, you know. But while working in the booth, no alcohol. All right, let's talk about the nitty-gritty. Generating the leads. The number one thing, if you sell a product or service that requires an appointment in your prospect's home, the main thing that you need to do is go for setting up the appointment first. Now, for the people that sell a product on location, you know, cash and carry item, this doesn't apply. But if you sell landscaping, if you sell remodeling, whatever that might be, and you got to get in the person's home to be able to make the presentation, set the appointment. Once you set the appointment on the appointment book that's at the show, fill out the lead card with all contact information, with the name, address, phone number, email, what they're interested in. And ask, is this the best phone number to reach you? And mark that. Yes, no, yes. Well, if it's not, what is the best phone number to reach you? Ask, what's the best time to call? Two simple questions, wonderful information. That gives you information that you can use. If you do not get the appointment, make sure to get the lead. Same thing, fill out a lead card with all the contact information, the name, address, phone number, email, and what they were interested in. Even if they're not ready to set an appointment, find out what they're interested in, you know, what it is that they talked about, what they ask questions about. And again, ask, is this the best phone number to reach you? Also ask, what's the best time to reach you? Very simple. Like I said, it's not rocket science. After it's all said and done, and you've, from the time that you greeted them walking down, hey, welcome to the show, what was it that brought you here? And you talk to them about your product or your service, you've set an appointment, or you've set a lead, you've got the lead from them, and they're ready to walk off, just say, hey, I really appreciate you stopping by my booth. Thank them. A genuine, heartfelt thanks. And here's a tip that I've not heard anybody else do this, but I think it would be an awesome thing, is to have postcards in your booth that are already printed up that says, thank you for stopping by my booth today. I look forward to speaking with you in the future. Sign your name, address it, and then put it in the mail that afternoon or that night. Make sure it goes out that day. If it's on Friday, they may get it. Who knows? They might get it on Saturday, depending on how good the postal service is that weekend. If anything, they get it on Monday or Tuesday, and they get a fresh reminder from you about, hey, wow, this is really nice. They sent me a postcard. This is quick, you know, just a real simple postcard, just thanking them for stopping by the booth. Make sure and fill it out and send it out that day. Also, consider emailing a thank you note that day of the event. And there are other things that you can do that as a greeting, as a thank you, that will make a big impression. That if you're interested in that, just let me know, and I'd be glad to tell you what those things are. But just keep it simple. If you send out an email thanking them for coming by, just keep it very simple. Thanks for stopping by my booth today. Don't put any kind of sales pitch in there. You might, if you have any questions, let me know. Be glad to help. And your name. And that's it. And send it off. That's all you need. Very simple. Okay, for a quick recap of what we've covered today. Why attendees come to a show? Who are they? What to do while working the show? What not to do while working the show? In generating leads. Now, some of the future topics we're going to be talking about, and I've mentioned this in all the other podcasts before, but beware of crabs, beware of the shiny object, beware of big promises, especially from a new show or a new business. Confessions of a seasoned exhibitor, and this is going to be part of the interviews that I do. I've got an interview coming up the end of December that's going to be playing with Russell Mims. And Russell has been a longtime exhibitor with us. And it was really, really good interview. I'm working on some others right now that I think that you'll enjoy. And I might even have a surprise one in between now and the end of December. So be listening and watching for that. Another topic, why home and garden shows? Well, obviously, I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for the home and garden shows. I think they're a great way to get in front of all kinds of homeowners, to be able to present your product and your service, market your business to the homeowners that attend the show. So why home and garden shows? Power in postcards. Don't sell the job, sell the appointment. Stack the deck in your favor. Market your business in live events and let prospects know you'll be at the event. So there we go, some of the future topics. And matter of fact, the next episode, I'll be talking about there's power in postcards. I've already given you one of the little tips about using postcards, the thank you postcards, and we'll touch on that again in the next episode. In the near future, you'll be able to find us on Facebook as well as iTunes. It's just a matter of getting set up for those for Facebook and iTunes and some of the other social media things that's available. But I'll let you know when we're live on each one. And once we're on Facebook and iTunes, I would appreciate it if you go in and like us. Whatever it is that comes up, like a fan of us on Facebook or whatever. But that I would greatly appreciate it if you could do that for us. Remember, when you're working on your advertising calendar, always consider marketing your business to your prospects at live events like our home and garden shows. It's your chance to show and sell. Now, you can do that, right? Well, I want to thank you for listening today. I'm Gary Neidert, and you've just experienced the Exhibitor Report Podcast.